With Long Island Local News on Tuesday, May 21st, 2024, I'm Gianna Volpe on WLIWFM. Volunteer fire and ambulance departments on the East End are constantly searching for ways to recruit new members to their ranks as the cost of housing and burdens of local life have steadily depleted the demographics that long supplied them with ample altruism. Michael Wright reporting on 27East.com that East Hampton Village's emergency responders have taken a modern-day tack, hoping to tap the social media accounts of young people drawn to the appeal of rewarding civic duty in their community. In two professionally produced videos, volunteers for the East Hampton Fire Department and the East Hampton Emergency Medical Service showcase the two departments' training, the dedication of their crews, and the fraternal camaraderie that builds between the volunteers and staff of the emergency services. Quote, if you're looking for something that is noble, something that is adventurous, this is definitely the thing. That quote from Jerry Terza, East Hampton Village's Emergency Services Administrator and a former chief of the fire department. In their video, Terza said he hoped the message in both videos would appeal to both young people looking for a sense of adventure and duty and older residents of the community who would like to volunteer, even if their firefighting days have passed. Quote, we just want to say, come on down. This is what we're doing and we need help. Terza said it's more than just becoming an EMT or running into burning buildings. There's plenty of roles we need people for who just have the time to drive an ambulance or come to a fire scene and help out or even help administratively at the firehouse. In other news, after hearing more than 2 hours of testimony last night on its comprehensive plan update, mostly from residents opposed to a recommendation that would allow private schools in industrial zones, the Riverhead Town Board will accept written comments on the plan through June 10th. Beth Young in East End Beacon reporting that a separate public hearing on the draft environmental impact statement for the plan will be held next Wednesday, May 29th at 6 p.m. at Riverhead Town Hall. Written comments on the document will also be accepted through June 10th. And remember, school budget votes and school board elections are being held today, depending on your school district. Most local polls will close at 8 p.m., some on the island as late as 9 o'clock. And finally, as a child growing up in Bridgehampton, Lisa McNay would ride her bike to Hampton Library, where she said she fell in love with books. After about two decades in various roles at the library, McNay, 64, returned 2 years ago to her hometown library as executive director. Now she's helping lead a planned $1.9 million renovation of the 147-year-old public library to expand its services to meet the community's growing needs. Joe Workmeister reporting on Newsday.com that the library, after raising about $400,000 for initial groundwork, kicked off a capital campaign Saturday to seek donations to cover the remaining $1.5 million needed for the project. McNay saying there's just a lot more demand for all of our wonderful services. The Hampton Library collected about $1.7 million through taxes for its 2023 budget. The renovation doesn't include a physical expansion of the 12,000-square-foot building on Main Street in Bridgehampton, but rather a refurbishment of heavily used areas to offer more programs. The library district's population, which covers Bridgehampton and Sagaponack, has grown 75% during the last 15 years based on the most recent U.S. Census data. Highlights of the plan: refurbishing the children's room, expanding the young adult room, doubling the size of the literacy room where English language classes, educational programs, and meetings are held, and expanding technology to accommodate assistive hearing capabilities, video conferencing, virtual reality, and better internet speed. Fred Schmelzer, 68, of Bridgehampton, served as chairman of the fundraising committee when the library underwent its last renovation more than 15 years ago, and said the facility, which opened in 1877, is integral to the community. The bonding the library did for that renovation was paid off by early 2019, according to McNay. Southampton Town last year established the Bridgehampton Historic District along a stretch of Main Street, including the library and the building was used as a contributing resource. Reading the weather in Quag in honor of Andrew Botsford and Rosemary Klein from Hampton Theater Company, joining us ahead of the opening of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, opening on Thursday night. Looking like a mostly sunny Tuesday in Quag with a high near 68 degrees, south wind 7 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 54 degrees, southwest wind around 8 miles per hour. Right now, it's 63 degrees. Let's go to our American women. We've got, and girls, we've got Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and Nancy Atlas Project, our featured local artists. But first, little guess who, right here on Long Island's only local NPR radio station, WLIWFM, NPR Radio. WLIWFM is your place for local musicians like Nancy Atlas on WLIWFM. Sending some love out to the Nap Band. Stay tuned for Andrew Botsford and Rosemary Klein.
Deep down in Barcelona, I dance like a diva does. I was sticky and sweet in Spanish heat, and Rico showed me some Latin love. No lights, fell like paparazzi, and the music felt like rock and drums. He said, "Si, señorita, un poco sangria." I said, "Anything, Rico, just keep my buzz and take this night." Chances. Don't want no long romances. Left my baby in the USA. Well, it was on to my dear friends where I drove a deep red Alfa Romeo, and I spent my morning just blowing kisses to cafes full of my cheese and mold, and the breeze was clean as it rolled over me. My scarf was licking up all it could catch, and I left that night. It was a one-way flight. Back to my baby, yeah, back to my baby. I'm gonna take this night like it's the last night I'll ever see. Taste this night like the last in the world. I'm gonna leave, stay, breathing and pleading for the love of an American girl. Take this night like the last night I'll ever see. Taste this night like the last in the world. I'm gonna leave, stay, breathing and pleading for the love.
Nancy Atlas Project leading us into our next interview here on the American edition of The Heart of the East End. Welcoming back on the show, Andrew Botsford and Rosemary Klein. Though, Rosemary, this is your first time in the new studio.
Yeah.
When was the last time I had you on? I feel like it's been years.
No, actually, I think, am I wrong? Was it in the back?
Okay, so that was years ago.
Yeah, I don't even remember when that was. Clearly, we haven't seen enough of each other.
Doll's House?
Might have been Doll's House
Part 2.
Doll's
House Part 2? Private Lives?
Private Lives, perhaps. I remember doing an interview about Private Lives.
That was a good show.
I think I saw it too.
Oh, nice. Wow. I hope you come to see Forum.
I know. Okay, so a funny thing happened on the Forum. On the way to the Forum, it's the American edition, but this is a Greek play.
And Roman, what is play. Latin play.
Roman.
250, like in the 250, 2500.
254 BC,
Rome.
We're going way back, guys. We're going way back. And wait, hold on. I'm trying to pull up. The name is Pseudolus.
Yes.
He's a Roman slave, and he's trying to win the hand of Philia for Hero.
He is his master. Because his real raison d'etre is that he wants to be free.
Yeah.
And so he's going to put those two together, and that gives...
Because she said, if you get me this girl, then you can be on your merry way.
Yeah, a free citizen.
And who wouldn't do anything for that? So tell me more about this play. This is a Sondheim a play, and the book is by Bert Shevelov. Did I say that right?
Yes.
And Larry Gelbert. So yeah. tell me more about choosing this. And does this close the season?
Yeah, it does. It closes this 39th season on June 9th.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's so cool. I think I'll start, Andrew, and you, of course, will do a lot of fill-in for me. About a year, a little bit more than a year ago, the board decided, hey, we want to do another musical. And I had just been released from my 14 years of directing at the West Hampton Beach High School and was looking forward to directing for my first time with my company. And so I said, hey, I'll do it. And a show I'd love to do is Forum. And the board.
What is it for you about this play?
I love it. Number one, it's a really funny reason, but I love it because it's so many men and doing so many different things.
Excuse me.
It's just that, and I've also liked it since I was really young, and I saw it, and I just loved it, and I love Nathan Lane doing it.
Seen this one, but it sounds like it's right up my alley.
It's really, really, it's raucous, it's funny, it's entertainment. It's got a lot of asides that are not exactly contemporary proof, but all in the sense of fun. And so we're hoping that's how it is received. I know that the cast and all of us.
Oh, I saw a great photo of you, Andrew. Ooh. Getting ready for this. Can you talk about acting in Forum?
I could talk about it. I want to get back to what Rosemary was saying about choosing the play, because we wanted to direct produce a musical, and she was game to do it, and she'd done lots of musicals as well as straight plays at the high school. She picked this play, and the board was sort of like, and there's how many people in the cast?
Yeah, I didn't want to say
and
that part.
And it was originally like maybe 19. And we don't have a large stage, as you know.
Yeah.
Not that big of a house. So it's not like the high school, which has a whole auditorium and a gigantic stage and so forth. So
there are parts where you have 19 people on the stage at one time?
We trimmed it down.
I whittled this down to 15. There's some doubling going on. And even 15 is a bit of a stretch.
A lot.
So it was going to be a heavy lift. But we said, look, we'll go big or go home. Let's do this thing. Because it is, if you're going to pick a musical, it's like the last one we did after 36 years or something was Man of La Mancha, and that had 9 or 10 people on stage.
That's still a lot for
half again as many
for that
and a very big production. But let's go big or go home. Let's do this thing, and you can't pick a more audience friendly show in terms of the music by Stephen Sondheim and the lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. Very clever, Larry Gelbart, Bert Shevelov that wrote the book. Larry Gelbart was the creator of MASH on television. He knows comedy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Bert Shevelov wrote a bunch of Broadway shows, No No Nanette, and a bunch of other shows.
So really cool.
The team of those two writing the book for comedy, for just outrageous comedy, plus the songs and the lyrics and the music of Stephen Sondheim, it's just a can't-miss combination.
And it looks like an incredibly fun production to have put together.
Yes.
In addition to performing it.
Yes, it is a lot of fun. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Getting 15 people on the stage and getting them all choreographed. Rosemary will talk about the creative team that she put together, which is really, really stunning. But for me as an actor, I've never done musicals before. I have sung in plays. I've done singing in plays and regular plays, but I've never done an actual musical. So this is it's a first time for me. And it's an eye opener.
And are you open? Are you, as a result, will you be doing more musicals in the future? Was it fun, or was it
DVD?
So it was
a
lot.
Such a wonderful experience.
A big change.
It's a wonderful experience. But I want Rosemary to talk about the team she put together to make this all the magic happen.
Please do.
Ah, yes. Okay. So started this a long time ago too, and there were lots of surprises along the way. The search did not go the way I expected it to, but the team turned out to be astonishing. We have the magnificent Dee LaVeglia. From the North Fork, who's done so many things. His CV is 2 pages long. He's an amazing music director and a heck of a guy and a great person to collaborate with.
New collaboration to HTC?
A brand new, yeah.
Fantastic. Yep.
We actually worked with him for our Christmas show.
Yeah.
Awesome.
This year.
He was
working. She'd already been booked. Rosemary had already booked him to be a music director for this.
And we asked him to do the tracks.
We'll have him on one of these days.
He's really something. And then choreographer, we have Nora Boutrain from The City.
Moutrain.
Oh, what did I say?
Boutrain.
Nora, my apologies. And she is magnificent. And she's put together all the, what we call the gang numbers, which is the huge ones, showstoppers.
The ones that really looked fun. Yeah. I'm looking at the pictures. I'm like,
she did all of that. Yeah. And then we have Jonathan Presto, who is brand new to us, also a sound engineer. He is just wonderful to work with, amazing. We have Sebastian, who is our magician.
Sebastian Pazinski, who is an absolute magician with lights.
With lights,
He's one of the best lighting designers I've ever seen, Broadway or anywhere. And he's the technical director at Guildhall in East Hampton, which is going under its major renovations.
Right.
A lot of that's been put together by him, the technical aspects of that, all the acoustics, all the lighting and sound.
All I'm hearing are future interviews that we've got to have on here. Who did the costumes?
Teresa LeBrun, who is our costumer forever and ever. We've all been together for decades now. She's amazing. We have to mention the person who dropped out of heaven, out of the clouds. The set artist is Ron Becker, who is a muralist and a landscape artist, among many other kinds of artistry. And he'd never painted a set before. And he came to us in the craziest way. He is the uncle to the husband of...
This is a very East End way to have somebody appear.
Yes.
Husband of the uncle.
So the last show, Strictly Murder, the character's name? Casey, no. Oh, gosh, our brains are fudge.
I did not.
Ashley is her name. So Ashley, who played the female lead, her husband's uncle is an artist named Ron Becker.
Got it.
And on closing night...
There we go.
It was crazy. On the closing night, I'm still looking for a set painter, and the people in the company know, and Laurie Atlas said, Rosemary, Ashley's, this...
Husband's
uncle. Got it.
He's a really good artist. And I'm thinking, artist, that's not a set painter.
Right.
But anyway, we got together. He's the most charming, wonderful, warm... impressive and inspirational guy.
And it must have been fun for an artist if you've never done something before. You're like, oh, this is a great new challenge. I mean, depending on the artist.
I think he
started out as a landscape painter and a muralist.
Oh, all right.
And
so that's
Rosemary
a beautiful
showed him
fit.
This picture of what she had in mind.
Yeah, if you're a muralist,
the hills of Rome, these three facades of houses in Rome in 250 BC, and the sides of the proscenium are painted to put you in Rome. And there are murals involved. There's detailed work as well.
Yeah.
But this is a muralist dream to translate this to the stage with all the stage considerations that are involved. And he has
just created
perspective and shadows.
He took the idea and he just made it magic. And of course, we need to mention our set designer and builders.
Yes,
Ricky
Bettinas and Meg Sexton, they're resident designer builders. The directors all work with them. They bring their vision to the designer builders. They see what can be done, how it can be done. And Ricky Bettinas said at one point in the process, one of the most amazing parts of doing this show, he said, is because it will be a unique production. He doesn't think in the history of the world and going forward, there will ever be this big of a production put on this small of a stage. This show, if anything happened on the way to the Forum, is unique to this production that it's on such a small stage.
You can get your tickets at hamptontheater.org. That's theatre.
Theatre.org.
Yeah, it opens Thursday night at 7 o'clock. What haven't we said that we need to say?
I know
that's
what we haven't said.
That's a nice, because otherwise that's a very nice way to wrap up.
That is a beautiful wrap up. Let's do a P.S.
Yes.
A dream cast. A dream cast.
We didn't touch that in the cast.
And
at all.
The thing, as soon as I thought of Forum, I thought who Sudalis should be. Could be. And luckily, through the audition process, that is what happened. And he's a young man named Nicholas Auletti who came through my drama program at the West Hampton Beach High School.
Oh, I love that.
And he works all over. You've seen him in stuff. He's everywhere. He does everything. He's a young man. This is a tour de force. Amazing.
Yes. And I think that the nature of the show is such that the older audience will be aware of this show because you couldn't miss it. Zero Mostel did it originally with
movie,
John Carradine and a bunch of other actors from back in the day, right? And then Nathan Lane's done it as Sudalis.
Yeah,
Jason Alexander.
I've got to see that version.
Jason Alexander's done it as Sudalis. It's a classic piece. So older audiences and audiences that are coming up into the different ages will be familiar with it. The ones who are not familiar with it will be blown away by it. Because that's why it stood up for so long and why it's been a tour de force for so many actors.
So we have to go in a second, but I did want to ask you, and it's sort of not really having to do with this, but you were talking about, I think alluding to maybe like modernly problematic pieces of a production, which I have to imagine has to be something that's coming into view as being, what do we do with this? Especially because we see a big, big social changes as far as what is acceptable and what is not.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Here's what I did, and I'll be very brief. We all knew it in the beginning. It niggled away at my brain for a long time. I said, how am I going to handle this? I'm not going to change the work. It's too good. But I put a little blurb at the beginning of the program that said—
Like a disclaimer.
Yeah, I just said, guys, this is actually now a period piece. Mm. So let's just sit back and have fun. Let us entertain
Disney
you.
Does that. Disney now has a disclaimer at the beginning of, say, Peter Pan, saying, there are— representations of people and cultures that are not okay, that are offensive. It's interesting. I'm interested to see how these things will be handled case by case. I'm Gianna Volpe. I'm very excited about a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum opening this Thursday night at Hampton Theater, company hamptontheater.org. G for tickets and more information. I'm Gianna Volpe. That was Andrew Botsford and Rosemary Klein. These are the Wild Feathers, and you, whoever you are out there, you're awesome. And you're listening to Long Island's only local NPR radio station, WLIWFM.
Country Bear Pro.
From the Wild Feathers to Willie Nile, you get a little bit of it all here on Long Island's only local NPR radio station, WLIWFM.
Leaving New York City with a tank of gas. Got my bag and my guitar, I'm gonna get out fast. Go and cross the border to the Jersey Shore, on down to Philly where they know the score. Pittsburgh, D.C., Ohio, tell me pretty baby, do you wanna go on an American ride? Heading down to Memphis on the 419, looking for Elvis Presley in the Reverend Green. Passing through Kentucky, cross the county line, the brothers on the radio sure sound fine. Nashville, Charlotte, say goodbye, we're going out tonight, just you and I, on an American ride. So ride, ride, ride with me, baby, come on. Ride, ride, ride with me, baby, come on. These roads can take us coast to coast, from points unknown all the way back home, on an American ride. Rolling by the river down to Baton Rouge, the music in the Delta gonna cure my blues. Jackson, Mississippi, won't you make my day? We're taking 95 down to FLA. Once we hit the Keys, gonna make a toast. Head out west for the California coast, on an American ride. Mobile, Alabama, won't you sing my song? Louisiana, Oklahoma, all night long. Crossing into Texas, don't hesitate. Freedom waits by the Golden Gate. Midnight, the desert, Santa Fe, Utah, Arizona, yeah, we're on our way, on an American ride. So ride, ride, ride with me, baby, come on. Ride, ride, ride with me, baby, come on. Where the good, the bad, and the in-between all live together on your TV screen, on an American ride. The moon is on the rise, the country's in disguise. I've got the motor running, babe, there's magic in your eyes. Gonna hit the beach in the LA sun, San Francisco, Carson City, Oregon. Rolling across the plains through the Great Sioux Land, go to places anywhere to make our stand. Some might say that it's all a dream, Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King. From rock and roll music to the bebop jazz, to the unknown soldier giving all he has. From Ellis Island to the redwood trees, your untamed beauty got me on my knees, on an American ride. So ride, ride, ride with me, baby, come on. Ride, ride, ride with me, baby, come on.
Just a little note, guys, Hamptons Film has announced their lineup for the summer docs series. It'll kick off with a screening of Netflix's Skywalkers, a Love Story, directed by Jeff Zimbalist and co-directed by Maria Bukonina on Friday, July 5th at 7 p.m. at Guild Hall, followed by Jesse Moss and Tony Gerber's War Game on Saturday, the 20th of July at 7 p.m. at the Regal in East Hampton, concluding with Superman, the Christopher Reeve story, on Wednesday, August 14th at Guild Hall. That just in. I'm Gianna Volpe, leading you into the NPR News Break with Jake Owen, Phineas, and Thomas Rhett. If we have any time left here on the American edition of the Heart of the East End, thank you for listening. And supporting WLIWFM.org. If you love what you hear, here on WLIWFM.
I pick her up about 7 for the football game. My Camaro all painted up in flames. But damn, she was the one that was on fire. She was head to toe, red, white, and blue. That lipstick, tank top, Daisy Duke. She had my head spinning faster than them four bald eagle tires. I was all caught up in that American life. Two young hearts, one cool car. And all we wanted to do was park, kiss, smoke, drink. I love this song, baby, what do you think? She turned it up when it's fogging up. We were living it up, up. Chevy by the levee on a Friday night. We were naming all the stars up in that sky. And I named the brightest one right after her. And the summer sunset was something to see. With her leaning all up real close to me. And with a six pack, the next thing I knew, we were in the back seat. You know,
stay country for one more track. This is Thomas Rhett's American Spirit, leading you into the NPR News Break with American Cliche from Phineas. That's the song I most was interested to hear when previewing the playlist for you this morning.
Riding down a red dirt, driving in a white truck, looking at a pretty blue sky.
Thank you for being with us.
Tied-eyed kids playing in a sprinkler, daddy drinking cold Bud Light.
On WLIWFM.
Big life. In a small town, we ain't got a lot, but we sure found what we were looking for. And Georgia red lipstick, tight white tank top, Levi denim blue eyes. Bottle rockets blowing up, hot dog 7-Up, ain't even 4th of July. That's just how it is around here and we love it. We wouldn't trade it all in for nothing more. Can't you feel it?
football game. Yes, proud of where you're from. It's your last name. It's 13 stripes, 50 stars in the wheel. So hold up your beer and holler if you hear it. That American spirit. Six string white piece of paper scribbled down love in blue ink. Sweet pretty girl, sweet southern melody, sweep her right off of her feet. It's a preacher, it's an owl, it's a ring on a finger and a Bible and a title on a fixer up house. It's in the song, baby, can't you feel it? It's Friday night freedom, football game. It's proud of where you're from. It's your last name. It's 13 stripes and 50 stars in the wheel. So hold up your beer and holler if you hear it. That American spirit. Can't you feel it? And if you can't, baby, listen to the lyrics. It's Friday night freedom, a football game. It's proud of where you're from. It's your last name. It's 13 stripes and 50 stars in the wheel. So hold up your beer and holler if you hear that American spirit. Riding down red dirt, driving in a white truck, looking at a pretty blue sky.
Thomas Rhett, American Spirit from the Tangled Up record of 2015, leading you into the NPR News Break with Phineas, American Cliche, the single from 2021. Big thanks to all of our guests this morning, Don McLean, Andrew Botsford, and Rosemary Klein, as well as our underwriters. Who we got? Peconic Landing, Union Derm, and Southampton Arts Center, as well as all of you listeners, supporters out there keeping us on the air with your donations to WLIWFM.org. I'm Gianna Volpe. This is Phineas. And you, whoever you are out there, you are awesome. And you're listening to Long Island's only local NPR radio station, WLIWFM.
Songs to be anything but lonely. In a couple weeks, you'll own me. Too tired to sleep, good morning. And I'm too wired to heed the warning that there's danger in the summer. The calm before the thunder. I'm an American cliche. Missing a girl in a friend's cafe. I say, goddamn, you're beautiful. You blush and duck out of frame. I'm an American cliche. Missing a girl in a friend's cafe. I say, how to get along so long without you. And you say, same. Jim Morrison forever. In my arms they'll have to bury us together. Cause I'm never gonna let you go. Uh-oh, uh-oh. Miss my flight, making love in the morning. While everybody else was boarding, they love to say they told you so. I say, goddamn, you're beautiful. You blush and duck out of frame. I'm an American cliche. Missing a girl in a French cafe.
seen. Missing a girl in a French cafe. I say, goddamn, you're beautiful. You blush and duck out of frame.